Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another wonderful day of to partake of this, the beautiful blessing of our inheritance predestined for us in Christ Jesus. And thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power and the protection of the angels in this wonderful plan and love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 11 from verse 16 to 19. Now, to what can I compare the people of this day? They are like children sitting in the marketplace. One group shouts to the other, "We played wedding music for you, but you wouldn't dance. We sang funeral songs, but you wouldn't cry. When John came, he fasted and drank no wine, and everyone said, 'He has a demon in him.' And when the Son of Man came, he ate and drank, and everyone said, 'Look at this man, he's a glutton and a wine drinker, a friend of tax collectors and other outcasts.' God's wisdom, however, is shown to be true by its results." In the Message translation, the last verse says, "John came fasting and they called him crazy. I came feasting and they called me a boozer, a friend of the misfits. Opinion polls don't count for much, do they? The proof of the pudding is in the eating."
This is such a powerful proclamation by Jesus. And I mean, first of all, he says it's like he compares this generation, and that generation he's talking about, that generation is still exactly the same people outside of Christ. They're all like children. No matter how old they are, they're like children. And they, you know, just using the language of how it is today and what is happening in this world at the moment. Yeah, it's fantastic. We got those words now. A couple of years ago, we wouldn't even have those words. And it's influencers. They are influencers, and they want followers. So I just see the devil coming again against discipleship, because in discipleship, you're an influencer, and disciples make disciples. So everyone is wanting that. So it's again, it's something in their design. God has made man like that, but it's the devil perverting them. And so everyone's wanting, like I've worked for over 30 years with the gangsters, the drug addicts, the alcoholics. And every drug addict and every alcoholic, he doesn't want to sin alone. He always wants someone to take with him. Isn't that so? So that's negative, but the positive again is when he becomes a disciple, he needs to have that same attitude. Like the Lord said, go make disciples of all nations. And then why? Because I'll be with you then, lo, I'll be with you. And so all the children, we've all have been children at the time, influencing and leading people astray, because there's just two wisdoms. There's the wisdom of this world that comes from Satan. That takes us nowhere. It's a dead-end road. And then there's the wisdom from God that brings about his designed plan for, brings us first. You've got to come to Jesus. And coming to Jesus is waking up to what has happened on the cross for us. And then in coming to Jesus, we got to following him and then walking in his footsteps, walking with him and bringing other people in. So I so love this translation that just points out, you know, that they are wanting to influence and they wanting people to follow them, and they are just making excuses. Like John is the greatest prophet out that's pointing the way to Jesus, and they find excuses and they say that he's no fun, you know. He just sitting here in the wilderness and out there. So I like the message. He says the opinion polls don't count for much, do they? And then they don't want Jesus that comes, and he's not a one fasting and that day he's drinking, so they call him a glutton. And he hangs around with the outcast. So there again, you see everyone's wanting to be something special in the world, but in God's eyes and that day, they are special because he's got a plan for them. But with the deception is and that they're hanging around with those they shouldn't hang around with, the kings of this world and everyone wanting to be a millionaire. You see that today when you just look at the messages on Facebook. And that's deception. You want to be the person God made you to be. You were made by God for a unique destiny, and so to come out of this evil world, we need to look to Jesus and take up the cross as our own, that he died so that we can be healed, and he died so that he can lead us into the pastures as our shepherd and bring about the good result. I think of that wonderful scripture again in Psalm 139, where he says, the days ordained for you were ordained before you were born. So you're walking in that predestined destiny of experiencing the love of God. And then he goes on to say that his thoughts towards you is as much as the sea sand. So faith comes from the very thoughts, the opinion of God that brings about the glory of God. So you want to stay with God. You want to stay in tune. And then in God influencing, and you following God and him influencing you, you become an influencer and you lead people on the path into the kingdom and on the path of righteousness. Too busy with the good to do the bad. Amen.
Amen.